We're learning Masech Nisivah Mizdaf Kav Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara has a Braisa, which starts in Daf Kav Beizim and Beiz, which brings a number of different shoes that are kosher, and a number of different shoes or chalitzas that are pasul. And among the shoes that are kosher is a sandal shel sham, shel siv, and a kavik iteya, and a mik. And smichas reglayim and a pliya shel ar. These are the shoes that says that it's kosher. Not all of them are made out of leather. And the shoes that it says is pasul, right? One of them is anpilya shel beged, a cloth slipper. So the Gemara had a stira. The Gemara asks in this eifin. It says kavakiteya, to use a peg leg for a chalitza shoe, which it says it's kosher. That goes like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says l'gabe shabbos akitei yetsu b'kav shalai. As someone who has his foot cut off, he could go out with a kav, with a peg leg. Considers it a shoe. And that goes like the Rabbanan. Rashi explains that Shilas, you need a leather shoe. Rabbi Meir says, Kavakiteya, you're allowed to go out on Shabbos. The Rabbanan who argue Rabbi Meir hold that it's not considered a shoe. But according to Rabbi Meir, if a Kavakiteya is a nal, so he doesn't hold of an al chatacha. She's not medayikit. So why shouldn't an ampilia work? That was the Gemara's habit. So Abaye said that me the sefer Rabbanan that hold you need leather, Reisha Namir Rabbanan, Vereisha Mechupa'ar, the Kavas Mechupa'ar, and the Chara, who within the other shoes is talking about that it has a covering of leather. So they're all considered to be leather shoes. But Rava didn't think the Braisa was mashman that way, because why did the Braisa have to go to Nampil Yisrael Begin? It could have gone to the, just say, the Medvumur Mechupa'ar. So Rashi says the other way. Really, you do not need leather. The Reisha Rameya say for not Rameya, but Anpilya Shel Beged, even Kunt Rameya is no good, because Hai Megan, Hai Loi Megan, Anpilya Shel Beged is not, the problem isn't that it's not art, the problem is that it's not Megan. The Taisus asks that this Gemara seems to have a Machlaikis, the Machlaikis Rameya and Rabbeisi, if Kitei Yetzu Bekav Shaloi, is a Machlaikis if it's considered a shoe or not. So Kunt Ais, there are three halachas, actually four halachas that a Gemara discusses what's considered a shoe. You need a shoe legabe chalitza. If it's not a shoe, it doesn't work for chalitza. Only a shoe is asked to go into the azara. If it's not a shoe, it's mutter to go into the azara. That's the Gemara brought in on kavbeis and mebeis. It has to be a shoe to be asr on Yom Kippur. If it's not a shoe, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. And it has to be a shoe in order to go out on Shabbos that shouldn't be carrying on Shabbos. That's what it seems the sugi is. And all these halachas is a machlekes shemein Rav Yosi. Rameya holds, the way Rashi says it, an alchat hakash teaches you that in order to be a shoe, it has to be leather. So kumdais, if it's not leather, forget it the other way. Rameya holds that there's no requirement of leather for anything. So kumdais, if it's not leather, seemingly it will be usr on Yom Kippur, even though it's not leather. It could be used for a chalitza shoe, and you could go out with it on Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Yosi, there's a din that has to be leather, and that's why you can't go out with it on Shabbos. And you also cannot use it for a chalitza shoe. Now, for Yom Kippur, seemingly, it will go l'kula. That since it's not leather, you'd be allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. That's what seemed to be the sukkah. Now, Taisus says the Gemara in Yuma was discussing this. The Gemara in Yuma also originally thought that way, that according to Rabbi Yosi, a non-leather shoe is mutter on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says a kavakiteya is a shoe, both according to Rameya and according to Rav Yosi. And the reason why according to Rav Yosi, by Shabbos, you can't use a kavakiteya, is because maybe you'll fall off, and you'll, like a lot of times, things are asked to go out with on Shabbos, because Bilma Mifsik v'asla siyid ha'amis v'shus ha'rab. So here's the kasha, steer in the Gemara. The Gemara here, as well as the Gemara in Shabbos, is mashman ha'machlekes Rameya and Rav Yosi is the same machlekes l'gami chalitza, doesn't have a shame minil or not. But in Yuma, Rabbi Yosi says it does have a shame minhal. So therefore, l'chayra, l'gabi chalitza should work, and l'gabi Yom Kippur, it should be aser. And that it's aser on Shabbos is another reason Dilma mitzik v'asla siyid al-amis v'shus ha'rab. Another kasha Taisus asks that since this brisa, according to Rava, that we're not dealing with chuppah, is telling you could do chalitza b'shal sham, why is it mutter on Yom Kippur? And Masha explains what his kasha is like this. all the filim askan of the Gemara there. Like this, you could say there's a machlekes Rameyah and Rabbi Yossi. Rameyah says that shalsham could be used for chalitza, and according to Rameyah and Echanami, it would be usher to wear it in Yom Kippur because it's called a shoe. Rabbi Yossi that holds that Rabbi Yossi would hold it's usher to, you can't use it as a shoe, and then the male would be mutter to wear it on Yom Kippur. But according to the maskan of the Gemara in there, that even Rabbi Yossi holds it's a shoe, and that thing you can't go out with it on Shabbos is though mimipsik vasla siye. So why did the Gemara in Yuma say that you could wear a non-leather shoe? Now Taisus doesn't answer the kasha, but Kinnira the Tuma Halchem the Rishayim Hana answered this kasha, and seemingly what's the din halacha lemaisa? The Taisus Yishanim here says, and this is the same thing that Taisus says in Shabbos Daf Samechayim and Beis, and Taisus in Yuma Daf Ayin Chesem and Beis, and the Rambam brings in the Masech the Shabbos Rishayim the Sefer at Yuma, that he says a big chiddush. That when the Gemara is now saying that there's machlekes Rameyah and Rabbi Yossi by kaveh kiteya, if you could use it for chalitza or not, and the Braisa says according to Rameyah you can use kaveh kiteya for chalitza, but according to Rabbi Yossi you cannot use kaveh kiteya for chalitza, and the Gemara in Yuma says that the reason why you can't walk with it on Shabbos is though mamifsik vasul asuye, so that's why you can't use it for chalitza, not because you need a leather shoe. Both Ramey and Rameyasi both agree l'maskanas ha-gemara in Yuma that you do not need a leather shoe. And even a non-leather shoe is called a shoe. Why does Rameyasi hold the kavakitei as usher and Shabbos, and consequently the Gemara here says that you can't use it for chalitza because it might fall off and you'll take it for dalanamis, and you can't use it for chalitza for the same reason because it's not a reliable shoe. And it's like a gadol she'ein yachal lahalich bay. Now the Gemara here says that a sandal shel eitz, Gemara Amud Beis, a sandal shel eitz is only according to Rameyah or even Rabbi Yossi if it's mechupa or. But Taisus and Yuma and Shamus is learning the same thing. A sandal shel eitz is not a reliable shoe. It's like a kaveh kiteya. When it's mechupa or, that makes it tighter around the foot. That makes it in a way that's reliable, so therefore you could work out with it on Shabbos, and also you could use it for chalitza. So it comes out lemaskana sadvarim lefi taisus, taisin shanim here, taisin Shabbos, taisin yuma, the sefer and chuma. There is no requirement of leather. The machlokes Rameyah and Yossi is wooden shoes or kaveh kiteya, which is not mechupa or. Rameyah says it's considered to be an appropriate shoe. You're not worried it will fall off. And if you use the chalitz, it's not called like a minil gadol sheni achal halach bay. And it basically says it's an inappropriate shoe. It could fall off and you'll carry it down shis rabin, and therefore, it's not a minil which uses the chalitz, it's like a gadol sheni achal halach bay. But there's no requirement of wet leather. And that's why a sandal shel sham, you can use for chalitza. So it is a bit shver the second kash of Taisus, why the Gemara in Yuma says that a sandal shel sham is mutter on Yom Kippur. But Rashi over there in Yuma says that all the shoes there that it says are mutter is because they're not megan. So maybe sometimes sham is megan, sometimes sham is not megan. But the point is like this, there's no requirement of leather. If it's megan, it's a shoe. And it works for chalitza, and you can go out with it on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. If it's not Megan, it's not a shoe. It doesn't work with Chalitza. And it's Mutter on Yom Kippur. So Lefi this Shita, it will come out that a non-leather shoe, which does fit the foot, and it's Megan, will be Aser on Yom Kippur, will be Mutter to go out with on Shabbos, will be Kasher for Chalitza. And I would think also, and this is what we spoke at the Rosh in the previous Shia, the Rosh says it's sandal tafu bishul le'achlitz bay is only lechachila. Why? Because an alchatachash is not an ikadrosh, it's an asmachna, and it's only lechachila, but the evidence kasher. The Chari is going with the shita that there's no psul in a non-leather shoe, because the whole an alchatachash is only an asmachna. So for chalitz, it is a din lechachila, shoes should be dafka be leather, but that's not ma'akiv b'di'evit. What's ma'akiv b'di'evit? Just that it should be megan, and also, it shouldn't be a chash that will fall off. And there's a machlekes bekaveh kiteya and other wooden shoes if there's a chash that will fall off, and that would make it not a shoe in regard to chalitza, and that would make it asur and Shabbos because thilma mifsik vasil asuyeh. Ad kan the sugya coin to Tosfos. So come in alacha l'maisa chumra. Then our shoes, our non-leather shoes, sneakers, or other man-made material shoes, which are tied against the foot, there's no shash they'll fall off, and the megan will be asur on Yom Kippur. As if it come, that's what will come out according to Shitas Tosfos in the sugya. Now the Rif and the Rosh in Yuma, they bring down the beginning of the sugya there, that many Amoraim would walk out on Yom Kippur with different non-leather shoes. And they totally leave out the end of the sugya, which says that Rav said that both according to Meir and Beisi, it is considered a shoe, and the reason why Beisi asks on Shabbos is Luma Mifsik Vasil Asiye. Seemingly, the Rif and the Rosh seem to be paskening that a non-leather shoe is not a shoe. Otherwise, they would bring, because that was definitely the Havman of the Gemara, and then they would have brought the Maskanas HaGemara that Rav says not their way. And then it would stem with our sugi beautifully. And that's the machlekes, Ramei and Ravesi. The Ramea holds, and that's how Rashi learns our Gemara. Ramea holds you need a leather shoe. The other way, Ravesi. Ramea holds you don't need a leather shoe. That's where Ramea holds that a chalitza with a non-leather shoe is kashur. Kavakiteya, shalsham, shalates. All these shoes are good according to Ramea. Ravesi holds, and achatachash, you need a leather shoe. And Shabbos, what do you do with the Gemara there in Yuma? The Gemara in Neir Yuma said in the end that both Rebbei and Rebbei Yossi hold that it is considered a shoe, and the Mechleikis is Dilma Mifsik Vasil Asiye. And that's where Rebbei Yossi asks the Kavik Tei on Yom Kippur. So maybe you could say that Azai, that maybe say it seems to be a Steiris Asugis. The Gemara in Yuma's Maskana is that even Rebbei Yossi holds it's considered a shoe, but the problem on Shabbos is Dilma Mifsik Vasil Asiye, and that wouldn't apply to Yom Kippur or to Chalitza. But the Gemara in Yevamis and in Shabbos is Mashman. And no, Rav Yossi holds it's not a shoe. That's why you can't go out with it on Shabbos. And the Mela will be Mutter in Yom Kippur and it will be Vassal for Chalitza. But the Ramban and the Rajvam in Masech the Shabbos are Meir Chalat. But the basic idea they're saying is that, okay, they want to be Mashman to Sugyas. And they say that the Gemara there in Shabbos brings a third Tana, Rav Yechon and Ben Nuri. Rav Yechon Ben Nuri says clearly, Legabi Tumah, that a non-leather shoe is not a shoe, and the Gemara sells it to the Kavakiteya. So Reb Meir and Reb Yossi both hold it's a shoe, just they argue there's a problem of Dilma Mifsik Vasil Asiye, but Reb Yechon and Ben Nuri holds it's not a shoe, and that's why he asks it on Shabbos. And when the Gemara says Rabbanan, the Gemara never says here Reb Yossi, that's an interesting diyuk. The Gemara says Rabbanan. Rabbanan doesn't mean Reb Yossi. Rabbanan means Reb Yechon and Ben Nuri. Rav Yossi happens to be, the Gemara in Yuma's Maskan is, Rav Yossi also is masking that it's a shoe. But the Sefer that says, Asan l'Rabbanan, and the Gemara in Kuf Gimel Midbeis, which talks about that the mission of Kavikitei is Rameir, no, Afilu Teimer Rabbanan, it's Mechupa'ar, the Rabbanan is not Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, even though he argues Rameir be Kavikitei, that's a scientific reason to Umam Sasli, it has no shaykhis to Chalitza and to anything else. And a hold of Tesis is Chiddish, that Dilma Mifsigos Asir would make it like a middle Gadol Shein Yachal Halach Bay. They hold that's a very big Deichik. But Rabbanan means Rebecha Menuri. There is another Shitas Tanam that happens to hold that a shoe needs leather, and I guess Fakai, the Gemara of Analcha Tachash that we had before Sandal on top of a Pishtan, that's going with the Shitas of Rebecha Menuri. And they look good. The Rif and the Rosh didn't have to bother bringing the Sugya. That Rav has said that both their main Rav Yossi and Maskin is the shoe, Rav Yossi holds it's Asadun Limsu Gosel Siye. Because we don't pass it like that, Rav Yossi. We pass it like a Vechen and Menuri. And that's like all the Amiran went out with shoes that were not leather, because they hold like a Vechen and Menuri. So, comment very interesting. Tosfos holds, there's no man the Amir that holds that there's a requirement for leather in a shoe. Just Lechatchila by Chalitza, because an Al Chatachash Asmachta. But there's no b'di'evid, there's no man yom even by chalitza. So kumtais, when you have a non-leather shoe, and it's not a problem of kavekitei, meaning it's not going to fall off. Perfectly good shoe. And it's megan. So Tosfos would hold it's usher on Yom Kippur. And Tosfos would hold that it's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. L'kuli alma. But the Rif and the Rosh, who Paskin and Yuma, they leave out the Gemara of Rava, which seems very clear that they're paskening that there's a din, a requirement of a leather shoe. And if it's not a leather shoe, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. Because we pass like a bechel in the Nuri that says you need a shoe that's leather. So kumtais, on Yom Kippur, you can wear a non-leather shoe. Even if it looks like a perfectly good shoe, it's megan, and it sticks to the foot, but it's not leather. So it's mutter on Yom Kippur. But on the other hand, on Shabbos, you should not be allowed to go out with such a shoe. Because we paskin, it's not a shoe. So here's the problem. The Shulchan Aruch's sack is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Aleph Sif Tezvav, says that the Issa of Kaveh Keteh is only because of Bil Mivzik Vassal Esiyeh. So if you have a shoe that's not leather, or a Kaveh Keteh, which is stuck to the foot in a way that will not fall off, mutter to go out with that on Shabbos. And that's like Shita Stasis. But in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simin Tafresh Yedalad, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if it's not leather, it's mutter, no matter what. And that's like the Das of the Rif and the Rosh and Yuma. So then, according to that, it should be also to go out with it on Shabbos because it's carrying. So how could the Shulchan Aruch be makel in both ways? Manavshach, if the Pshat of Rabbi Yosi, that's Eisa the Kaveh Keteh, is because Dilma Mifzik Vassal Asuyeh, if it really is a shoe, so then it should be also on Yom Kippur. If the Pshat, and if we don't hold that way, if we all like a Beit and a Menuri, whatever it is, and that's why being makel on Yom Kippur, because whatever is not leather is not a shoe, so who and din vu atam, it should be asur and Shabbos. Mama Shapella, Nachreinim asked the Kasha. How does the Shulchan Aruch stem? There's a long bir agra in Simin Shin Aleph, and he says a teretz, according to the Rashba in Shabbos, because there's a problem anyway. The Gemara in Yuma, like we said, brings a number of different Amram that went out with different types of shoes that weren't leather. Seemingly, what the Gemara means is that if it's not leather, it's not a shoe. Maybe it means if it's not megan. But the kasha is, ain't a chanami mitzad Yom Kippur, they didn't have a din now. But ha gufa, if they didn't have a din now, so why isn't it also else carrying? So how the maisa can these Amarom go out with a shoe, which is not leather? So it's mutter on Yom Kippur because it's not a minnow, but that should make it also and carrying. So shtickle, you have this kasha on the Marom, but there's a tarity disaster. So Nushenim and Shabbos asks his kasha, the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ran in Yuma says a teretz, interesting teretz. And on Shabbos, he says, you're not allowed to go out with a non-leather shoe, because it's not a minnow. But on Yom Kippur, since you're not allowed to go out with a leather shoe, so Mamela, that makes it that the proper foot gear on Yom Kippur is a non-minnow. So Mamela, on Yom Kippur, is not called carrying. So on Shabbos, it will be usher to go out with such a shoe. On Yom Kippur, not only it will be mutter al Yom Kippur, because it's not a minnow, but we moved out Shabbos, because since you can't wear a minnow, so this becomes the minnow. Alright, but the Rashba says a different teretz. The Rashba says that the tutzdadim in the Gemara, if you do need a shame minnow, lagabe Shabbos. When the Gemara thought there was a machalikas remain of Yesi, whether it's a minnow or not, then the Gemara thought that you need a shame minnow to go out on Shabbos. But once the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yesi, it is a minnow, it's just, there's a din of dil mivzik vassal asiyeh. So even though we talk a pasuk like a becha menuri, like we said, and we paskin if it's not leather, it's not a minnow. But the hanocha that legabe shamus is totally in the shame minnow, that hanocha we don't agree with in the end of maskana. That's the Rashba shtickle, and that's why the Rome were able to go out. So that could be the tipshad in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins if it's not leather, it's not a minnow, which is the das of the Rif and the Rosh. And like we said, Rishayim is saying goes like a becha menuri. Rav Meir and Rav Yesi both holds it is a minnow. The Rabbanan that holds it's not a minnow is a vechen a minuri. But the Gemara that was Taylor that held that in order to go out on Shabbos is you need a shein minnow, that the Gemara was chayzer from, and the Gemara held once Rav Yesi holds that the iser is the mersi asiyah. So now we're going to say that legabe Shabbos you don't have to be a shein minnow to go out, which makes sense and sorry it makes sense. The chayzer shikol shver. Why daf you need a shame minnow? This is what people wear. Why shouldn't that be good? Yom Kippur maybe you need a shame minnow. But Shabbos is a little bit more shver. Al kapanim that's the maskana say Gemara lefidah gain. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says amemar hayman the cholaserch lemidchasei lekari. Someone who does chalitza has to push his foot into the ground. That's the first name of a meimar. Ramashi asks an infamein ayman ben yeshiv ben muta, and the Gemara says no, that's okay. it can be Ayimid Yeshiva Mutta Basili after Minchase Lekari. And then a Maimah says another Maimah, Haiman the Miskel Liskhi the Kara Lecholitz. Someone whose feet are upside down, they're deformed, they're upside down, he cannot do Chalitza. So the two Shailas in the Rishayim, first of all, what's the reason for these Maimahs? And second of all, the first Maimah, Tzarech HaMichah Zkari, is that Lechachilo or is that Ma'akev? So let's start with the second Maimah. Haiman the Maskel Liskhi the Kara Lecholitz. Why not? Rashi says it's just simply not a regal. If the regal is deformed in such a way, it doesn't have a shame regal. It's missing a shame regal. And the Rosh also says that. The Ravid has a Sagas on the Rif. It's brought in the Rosh and the Ramban and Sefer Eschus. He says a different shad. He says it is a regal. But it says, Chaltza Nalai Me'al Ragloi. Has to be from above the regal. The top of the regal is called regal. So when you chol tzanale me'al ragla, you have to take it off the top of the regal. The bottom of the regal is not called regal. It's called the kafir regal. So me'al v'chol tzanale me'al ragla means it has to be taken off from the top of the foot, not from the bottom of the foot. Rashi in Ma'id Katan also seems to be saying this way. Rashi in Ma'id Katan, the Aruch HaNer says that's what he means. Rashi in Ma'id Katan afchafei in the days says the reason why Haman the Maske and Lisku the Kari Lecholitz is because it says me'al ragloi and it v'loy mitachas l'ragloi. So it means it is a regal. It's just not me'al ragloi. He says that's like the Ravid. The Banu Sefer Schus holds there's no such thing. They're both called the regal. It's not like the top of the regal is the regal and the bottom of the regal is not the regal. They're both the regal. Al Kapanim, but that's one shot in Haman the Maske Lisku the Kari Lecholitz because it's not a regal or because you're not taking a me'al ragloi. Taisus brings a rach. It says the reason is because he can't push his foot into the ground. He can't. In other words, the two memers are together. As I bring Taisus in the Rach, the memer of Haiman the Cholos of Miskel Kari is the reason for the memer of Haiman the Maskel Liskel the Kari Lecholitz. And the Rambam also says this. The Rambam Milchus Yibin Perek Zayin says, Haiser Ragle Akumul Acher Efucha Tzida Aishem Alchatz Reishetz Baiser Ragle. If his foot was bent backwards or bent sideways or he was walked on his toes. Hareze in a chalitz. Why? Shachalitz sarach linitz a kevim bar zeni achal. Vimchalzel misharag lakachal isas psula. And the Ravid, just like his masig on the Rif, the Ravid is masig. There's a Ravid and a sagas on the Rif, and also the Ravid on the sagas on the Ram. Says the same asaga. That sarach l'midchasei ha'arei is lechatchila. So that can't be the reason why Haiman the Mizkiah looks at Lecholitz, which is Mashu B'dievit. So it can't be two, there have to be two different reasons. Now the Ravid doesn't say clearly what the reason you have to be Mitchasei Ha'ara, why is that Lechachil? The Rosh says, so it should be Nikr that she's being Chalitz, that she's doing the Chalitza. If he's not putting his foot in the ground, it might look like the shoe is coming off on its own, especially if it's larger than his foot. Has to be nikur that she says the chalitza. It sounds like a din derabbanan. But the Ravid and the Rosh hold it's only lechatchila. So does the Rashba. And the Ramban says, and the Ritva also brings this, and the Tur brings this for shame, the Ramah, that it's b'di'avid. If she's not pushing the foot down on the ground, that the foot's up in the air and he pulls off, and if he's not pushing it on the ground, the foot's in the air and she pulls off the shoe, b'di'avid it's not even a good chalitza. The Ramban brings a raya because the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Braisa Ben Yeshiv Ben Eimer Ben Muta. And the Braisa says that you don't have to be standing, you could be sitting, you could be lying. You have to put your foot on the ground. So my answer is, it means this, but he did put his foot on the ground. But if you're going to say that the din putting your foot on the ground is lechatchila, so why don't you say if Ashur Teretz, that putting your foot on the ground is lechatchila, Ben Eimer Ben Yeshiv Ben Muta is b'di'avid. El al karchach, there must be that the din of Haiman the Cholos Erech Milchasar is also b'di'evin. Mainly we ask the Kasha. That's what the Ramban in Sefer Eschus says. The Rashi says exactly the opposite. The Rashi names them with such a cloakite that Haiman the Cholos Erech Milchasar is the din lechatchila, that he brings a raya from there that Yeshiva Mutta is lechatchila. Shaul's hand the Gemara knew that he discusses it. But that's why he holds our kamer yishen and all that you need a midul lechachila. The Rashi says I'm raya from this gemara fakert. Because if you would need a midul lechachila, so then what's the kasha? Tzarech l'mitzvah means lechachila. Ben yamin yeshem mutter means ben yevin. Teretz says ben yamin yeshem mutter must be lechachila. That's the gemara's kasha. Now I'll call upon him. There's a machlekes rishenim if tzarich lemid chasei ha'arim is ma'akev unat. The Rosh and the Raivin and the Rashba holds as achila, and the Rosh explains that the din d'rabbanan so it should look like she's being chayil, it's not that it's coming off on its own. Now the Rambanan sefer schus is ma'irich, and he says no, he thinks the two shmites of Meir is the same time, like the Rif and the Rambam both hold, that the reason why liska d'ar is lecholot is because you have to be the true tzei ar. So what's the chiddush of liska d'ar? What's the chiddush then a liska d'kari? Let's say one din. That's for the Eved Ma'akev. So he says, because the reason why it's Ma'akev, he says, is because it's only called taking off the shoe if the shoe is on in the way that you walk. If the foot is up in the air, you're not walking, so it's not called you taking off the shoe. So then you think like this. If he's Ma'akev, Liskadara means he himself, this is the way he walks. So that's good enough. Kamash Malan, you don't go basin his walking, you go basin the walking of Rei Vinayada. So where are we holding? There's a machlekes rishonim if tzarich lemidches ara is b'di'eved or lechachila. The Ramban and the Ritva and the Turbings, the Ramah hold it's even b'di'eved, and the Ramban explains why is it b'di'eved? Because taking off a shoe means taking off a shoe which someone is holding in a position of walking, meaning it's a flat on the ground. And that is the same slur according to the man of Liska the ara. Again, the shoe is not flat on the ground, the foot's right, the foot is upside down. You would think that's his way of walking. Kamashmon, you don't go bust his way of walking. But other Rishayim hold that that's a din lechatchila. The Rosh explains a din lechatchila, so it should look like she's taking off the shoe, not that it's coming off on its own. And the reason why Liska the Ira coined these Rishayim don't work is because it's not a regal. Doesn't have a shame regal. Or because it's not me'al ragloi, it's mitachas ragloi, and that's why it doesn't work. And the Magen Mishnah holds in the Rambam, and some hold it's Mamish Meduyik in the Rambam, the Beis Yosef holds it's Mamish Dosh State in the Rambam, that even though the Rambam says it's Nusach, that the reason why someone who's Maskei Liska D'Ara, the reason why someone whose foot is bent backwards or bent sideways, is not a good Chalitza because the Chayla Sarach Linetz HaKeve Ba'aretz V'Zein Yachal. But he says the Rambam fears ice. Why did he say if he wasn't in the sakeva ba'aretz chalitza sabsula? Elamai, the din that the chalitz has to be nayat sakeva ba'aretz, that's a din lechatchila. But you need royal labila. We have such a klal mashal later. The Gemara says that kriya is not ma'akiv, but if someone can't talk ilam yilemis achayish achareshis, it doesn't work because you need royal kriya. You need royal labila. Kala royal labila. Like by a mincha, if you could mix the mincha with oil, then even if you didn't do it, you're kosher. But if you can't mix it, it's too big to mix with oil, then it's possible. So here also, if the chaylitz could put his foot on the ground, then it's called royal lebilah. So even if he doesn't, then the evidence is not makiv. But if his foot is bent, and he can't do it, then it becomes makiv with the evidence. You can learn the rift that way also. So if you want to learn this way, you could learn. I mean, it's not them again. There are Rishayim that say clearly it's b'di'evid. The Ramban and the Ramah, the Torah brings the Ramah and the Ritva. But you could learn the Rach and the Rambam and the Rif that really it's not ma'akev to l'mit chasei ara. But the time of the psul of maske liska dekara, the time of the psul of the bent foot is because he can't put it down, even though putting it down, stepping it down on the ground is not makav, but you need roi to step down the ground, you need roi levila. That's what the Beis Yosef says, taich in the Rambam is, the Magen Mishnah also learns the Rambam that way. But the Torah Lamaisa holds that the Rambam does, it's possible to the Evan, like the Rif. The Rif is also mashman, and it's possible to the Evan. The Shulchan Aruch, in Siflam of the days, brings from Yesh Aymrim, that if he doesn't put his foot down on the ground, it's possible to the Evan. Now one more Indian in this Amid. The Gemara talks about minakuvul umata chalitzasik shera, minakuvul umala chalitzasik psula. What does that mean? Rashi in the Mishnah says it means that his foot is cut off. So let's say someone doesn't have a foot, and could you do chalitza with the stump of the leg? So that's what Rashi learns. If his leg is there from above, below the knee, it's kasher. If the foot is cut off until above the knee, so then it's possible. Of course, the Gemara says it's me'al ragla. The regal means the foot. And the sheikh is me'al ragloi, and the yerech, above the knee, is me'al de me'al, and that's why it doesn't work. So, kamari shaynim hold this way, that you could do chalitza with someone without a foot. You could do it with his leg as long as it's below the knee. Rashi says it on the Mishnah. Taisus brings it Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Chananel brings it b'shem the Goyin. Run in Taisus. Also, the Rashba holds the way in the Baal Amar and the Rush that if the leg is cut off, you still could do chalitza. Now, why is it different than Haiman the Maske Liska the Kari? So Rashi says, because the Me'al Ragli is good enough. So if the leg is cut off, so the Sheikh has it in a Makam Regla. It says Me'al Ragli. But if you're not using the Sheikh, you're using the deformed foot doesn't have a Shame Regla. It doesn't have a Shame Regla. And the Me'la, you can't use it. That's how Tais explains it. That the Sheikh was on the Regla before it was cut off. So Me'la, even after you cut it off, it's still called Me'al Ragli. Ma'ashen Kain, the Regla, Akam is not called the Regla. And Me'la, doesn't have a Regla, doesn't have Me'al Ragli. But Taisus means another pshat from the Rach. Like we said before, the Rach holds that the reason why Maska Miska the Karet is a problem is because he can't push it into the ground. So maybe that's the difference. When his foot is backwards, it can't be pushed into the ground. The Sheikh, you could push into the ground. So maybe that's why the Sheikh is good. The Sheikh, you could push into the ground. The man, the Miska, Liska the Arik, and Liska the Karet can't be pushed into the ground. Now, a lot of Rishonim say that the Sheikh also you can't push into a ground. And that's why they hold it's not good. The Pirush of Shnayis, the Rambam says it, the Ramban and Lachamis and the Ritva. And they hold it's Taka Apostle. Like we'll see. But the Rush, it's interesting, the Rush brings the Rach different than the way Taisus brings it. Taisus brings the Rach that a Sheikh you could push into the ground. Then Kam Rishonim say this. Kam Rishonim say, Claude, that the Sheikh you could push into the ground. But the Rush holds that you can't push the Sheikh into the ground. The Rush, when he brings the Rach, he says like this. He says the reason why it doesn't, why it works by the Sheikh, even though you can't push into the ground, but since you were able to push into the ground before the leg was put, was cut off, that's also called Royal Labila. Since you were able to push into the ground before the leg was cut off, that's called his Royal Labila. Mashenke, when he's deformed, so he never was able to push into the ground. That's called Ein Royal Labila. So that's a new taich in Royal Labila. That Royal Labila means as long as when he was born, he was able to push his foot into the ground. Now his foot is cut off and he can't, but that's called Royal Labila. Now Shenke, when he was born with a deformed foot, so he was born without the ability to put into the ground, that's called Ein Royal Labila. But the Marshal asks a tremendous question. The Marshal Yam Shishlemi says, what does that mean? The Gemara says, Lamai the Kamra Neymar, that Haiman the Maska Liska the Kara Lecholitz, Salay Ba'evim Cholitz, Salay Ba'kifav Cholitz. Why? Ba'evim Ba'kifav, their feet turned that way afterwards because they're Ravashi's Kola. But before it turned around, they were able to put into the ground. Why were they called Royal Labila? It's Bamish Apella. Kamenasano says the Teretz that he means, what the Rach means is, and this comes out of Big Kiddush in the Rach, Enechinami, if the foot was cut off before they were Neifel Libam, attack is not called Royal Labila. But the Rach just means if the foot is cut off after it was Neifel Libam. But this is interesting. Taisus says, Taisus quotes the Rach, that you could put your foot into the ground when it's cut off, and like some Rishonim say in Mefurish, and that's why it's good. The Rush quotes the Rach, that even though you can't, it's good because you could beforehand. But that's the Kasha then, so Ba'eva and Ba'kifav also could have pushed it in before their feet turned over. So that's the Karban Asanos Teretz. It means it has to have been able to do it after the Nefil Le'ibam. But that will come at a big Chumra in the Rach. Now, Kam Rishonim hold that if it's Nikta Raglai, it's Pasul. The ones who hold that way, Taisus brings it from the Ri. The Rif and the Rambam both hold that way. Another Rishonim also, the Rabbi Yehuda Sefer, Chumun is Smag, there is a Ruah, the Chuli. And what's Pshat, why is it Pasul? So the different time given, the most partial reason is that in order for the Sheikh to be called Me'al Raglo, he needs a Regal. And if it's cut off, it's not a Regal. It says, the Rishonim hold that's good, holds the Sheikh, but the Etzim is Me'al Raglo. So the Sheikh is called Me'al Ragloi, because it was on the regal when the regal was there. So the Sheikh is called Me'al Ragloi. Or you can maybe even say in Pshat that the Sheikh is called Me'al Ragloi Be'etzim, but that's not how Taisa says it. Mashenga, other Rishayna mode, the Sheikh is only Me'al Ragloi, calls man you have a regal there. When you don't have a regal there, you don't have a regal, so the Sheikh is no longer Me'al Ragloi. That's one Pshat. Another reason why they say it's no good is like we said, because you can't push your foot flat on the ground when it's cut off. And that's what Kam Rishonim hold. And either the pshat is that alone is ma'akev, or al kapanim, like we said, like we said in the Rambam, that this issue of roi lemila. And then there's another pshat. The Amshel Shlomi says they thinks it's more pashit. That's not how a shoe. That's not where a shoe belongs. Even if it's called ma'al ragli, the shoe doesn't belong there. It's not called the chaltsa nala ma'al ragli when you have the nal in a place where it doesn't belong. So that's a machlekes Yishayin. The Mishulchan Aruch actually in Siman Kuf Samach Tes Sif Lamed brings two dais about nechtecha ragli, and he's not mechriya because it's a machlekes Yishayin. Now, how do the Rishayim that hold that nechtecha regel is possible? How do they learn the Mishnah Menakuvu Lumata is kasher, Menakuvu Lumala is possible? What's the case of Menakuvu Lumata that's kasher, Menakuvu Lumala is possible? So Taisus brings down, a common Rishayim brings down from the Yerushalmi, that it means that you tie the strap. If you tie the strap below the knee, it's kasher. If you tie the strap above the knee, it's possible. So these Rishayim are bringing from the Yishalmi. Why is this Yishalmi Mefurish not like the Rishayim? Why is the Yishalmi Mefurish Uriah from the Yishalmi that when the foot's cut off, it's no good? Because Yishalmi is that design the Mishnah that he had a foot, he just tied the strap either above the knee or below the knee. So you could say one of two things. Either you could say the Bavli argues in the Yishalmi, because the Bavli asked the Kasha, L'meimen d'lai regalu v'reminu reglayim prat regalim prat l'bali kabin. You see that someone balei kabin, meaning it doesn't have a foot, and that's mamuyid from regal. And here you see regal's good. And the Gemara answers. Here it says me'al ragli. So even though Taisus answers the raya, he says that me'al ragli is only when there's a regal there. But you could learn the Gemara not that way. You could learn the Gemara that Vayis says that we're saying a balei kabin could be chaylitz, and mel the Bavli's arguing the Yishalmi. But the Rashi says even better. The Rashi says no machlokes Bavli Yishalmi. The Yishalmi is telling you one din. That menarkuvu lamata means you tie the straps, and kuvu means you tie the straps above the knee. But it's huwa din true if the foot is cut off below the knee, if the foot's cut off below the knee. Both halachas are true. Now the Rosh is bothered. He says, like he asked about the Gemara earlier, doesn't say anything about straps in the pasuk. Who says he needs straps? What's the difference if the strap is tied below the knee, above the knee? The strap isn't the issue, the shoe is the issue. So he says, hakav amaya skinan, that the shoe is not going to stay on. The shoe without the strap in this case is possible. The Rosh is going with Shittas. The Rosh holds that you can't say a strap is ma'akev in the Evid unless the shoe cannot stay on the foot without the strap. So that's what we're talking about. The shoe cannot stay on the foot without the strap. In that case, if the strap is above the knee, so then the shoe is called above the knee and is possible. If the strap is below the knee, then it's kasher. But otherwise, there's no problem. The only thing the strap to begin with is no problem if the strap is above the knee. There is another pirush in the Rav Yah, it's not the Yishalmi, that the shoe itself, if you have like a boot, and the boot ends up below the knee, so that's kasher. If the boot is a boot that goes a thigh-high boot, that's possible, because now the shoe itself is above the knee. So the Akam Rishayim that hold that without the that if the foot is cut off, it's still kasher, because it's called me'al ragloi, and it's different than liska da'ari either because there you don't have a regal to have me'al ragloi, but there it's called me'al ragloi because you had a regal. Or, because the ikka problem there is that you can't be mitchasei l'kare al ara, you can't put the foot down on the ground, and by here you could put the foot down, here you could put it down on the ground, and you have paislim. Pashut pshat is because if you don't have a regal, it's not called me'al ragloi. Or they could say is because you can't be litchay sa'ara, and that's ma'akev b'di'evid, or the shoe doesn't belong there. And what is the pshat l'malta me'akuvah? It means the straps l'malta me'akuvah, or the straps l'malta me'akuvah.